Morning, mate.
Now, headphones. I always find headphones a bit problematic, unless you're talking the big all-encompassing ones, but certainly I've got big ears and I must have a big hole in my ear because the ones that you pop into your ear, they always fall out. So what is the go here?
I'm the same. Look, I'm lucky. I get to test a lot of headphones, so I don't have to shell out hundreds of dollars only to find out the headphones don't fit. But that's what most people are doing here. They're going to the shops, they're buying a set of headphones, and then potentially finding out that, in fact, they don't have a snug fit in your ear because you've got bigger ears than other people or whatever it might be. So JBL have just announced that they're allowing a money-back guarantee on five different models of headphones that they have, including four in-ear models. So you can't test headphones before you buy them. You can't go to Harvey Norman or JB Hi-Fi and put them in your ear and then see if they fit. That would be disgusting.
Yeah.
So what this allows you to do is have a bit of peace of mind. You know, buy a set of headphones, and if they don't fit, take them back, get your money back. And I think it's smart marketing from JBL, because when you're standing in a store looking at Sony, Jabra, JBL, you think to yourself, well, at least I can bring those back. So I think it's a brilliant move. Applies to a couple of models that I've listed on the website, and a 30-day money-back guarantee on headphones at major retailers.
Now, I can't believe, I know, you know, as we get older, I think time does speed up, you know, and we always hear this, oh, I can't believe it was that long ago. 20 years of Shazam.
Yeah, and this has made me feel really old. Shazam is the app that allows you to press a button on your phone, listen to a piece of music, and identify what that music is. Now, originally, it was a website or a service that didn't exist on smartphones, because smartphones didn't exist 20 years ago. But it's been around now for 20 years, and it came into its own as an app, obviously, and to the point where Apple bought it. Apple owns Shazam. It's a $400 million purchase they made in 2018. And it's been 20 years of that service. Brilliant idea. And the great stat here is that the most Shazammed song, which means the song that most people went, what is that? And decided to find out who sang the song and what the name of the song was, is Australian. It's Tones and I and Dance Monkey.
Oh, okay.
41 million times people have gone, what is that song?
Wowza. That is incredible. Well, it is a great service too, particularly for, you know, song nerds, or you want to track down a particular song or whatever. It's fantastic. Yeah. Now, Opal, a kid's smartphone, perfect for the youngest one getting phones. And let's face it, you know, there was a time where we tried to keep our kids away from phones. And now I think most parents want their kid to have one, at least from a security or safety perspective. But tell us about this one.
It's about peace of mind. You know, my youngest 10, 11-year-olds went to the shops yesterday after school to get a milkshake. Good on you. Go for a walk, kids. Take a phone with you, though.
Yeah.
That's what I said. They don't have a phone of their own, but we've got a mobile phone that they can use. Now, this phone is from a company called Opel, O-P-E-L, Opel. It's at JB Hi-Fi. It's called the Smart Kids. Now, it's an Android smartphone, so you can install apps and get on the internet and all those things. But because it has built-in parental controls, you can also then control which apps are used, how long they're used for, which days they're used, and who can be called and call that number. So you can restrict incoming and outgoing phone calls. And most importantly, no camera on this phone either. So no need to begin the conversation with your children about, you know, the dangers of photography and smartphones and sharing photos. This is essentially for primary school age kids, $250, which is $100 cheaper than one of those little smartwatches for kids. And I think a great opportunity for parents to buy themselves some peace of mind and buy their kids some freedom.
That is brilliant, because that is always the biggest conundrum, is that, yes, you want the kids' safety, you want to be able to know where they are and them to contact you, but what do they get up to on that phone?
Yep, exactly. And now you can limit that and control that and make sure that no one random is calling your kids.
And probably wives, you could probably buy that for your husband as well. On that note, Trevor, as always, great to chat. We'll do so next week.
Cheers.